We have come here to Satyasai. Over there, a green hill, a small hill. About this hill, I said that this is the place where kalanchoe grow. They managed to survive our cold winter. During winter, there is no much snow on the top of the hill, but nevertheless, kalanchoe grow inside the Mahadabal of Satyasai. And Satyasai, when we were approaching this place, he was with us. And this is a wonderful place where one can work very fruitfully by merging with the highest manifestations of Absolute, cognizing Satyasai, conversing with him. Now we will go to that hill and work inside the consciousness of Satyasai. And for a while you can look from a distance at his face. His face is above that hill. It's hard to estimate the distance because of different spatial dimensions. Now he has moved his face a little bit lower. I think that the height of his Mahadabal is something like 300 meters. He stooped over us. His face now is above us. He is greeting us very gladly and tenderly. Now we will enter his Mahadabal. What Mahadabals are for? Mahadabals exist for us to work inside of them. Mahadabals are the condensed consciousness of the highest manifestations of Absolute on special places on the surface of the earth. These places are created for us, for cognizing, for merging, for dissolving, for learning to live in these highest divine manifestations. This is one of the purposes for creating Mahadabals by God, Mahadabals of the first Brahmanic level. And now let's go and work. This is the kalanchoe that Satyasai Baba has grown on his place of power inside of his Mahadabal. A flock of gulls on passage. Skylark sing to us about blackcocks. I remembered one case. One day we were far to north on former Finnish lands conquered by Russians at the time of Stalin. And there was a lake and a beautiful valley. It was spring, and everywhere we entered, and everywhere blackcocks singing. Hundreds of blackcocks are singing. One, it's enough just to exit outside of the material world. To enter the material world and there is no one. It's enough just to exit into the subtle dimensions of multidimensional space and choir of blackcocks, hundreds, thousands of blackcocks. What does it mean? It is a paradise for blackcocks, like for people. It is described in my book, Spiritual Heart. It has remarkable citations about how people, good people, just good people, not spiritual adepts, how they live after the disembodiment. Their paradise is the recreation of the conditions at which they lived on earth, lived with pleasure. They continue to live like this until the next incarnation, and the next incarnation is according to their karma. What they merited, they get. They get corresponding body of corresponding sex, depending on what they have to develop in the next incarnation, what qualities, either love, tenderness in the female body, or qualities of leadership through a male incarnation, and so on. And in the same way, not people live, but animals too. And so, black cocks in their paradise live unembodied, waiting for the next incarnations, most probably an incarnation into a mammalian body. Skylark came singing. In spite of strong gusts of wind, he hovers and sings for us. So black cocks in their paradise live the same life. Spring on the earth, they recall their past, they come together to sing, and so with pleasure they sing in choir, making pleasure of their beautiful songs. There is no a black cock around. I wish the tradition of this place to be restored, that black cocks sing there. I will try it myself. As David said, first one has to pose wings like that and the tail up. Very well. Of course, we came here not for the sake of looking at black cocks, but to contemplate such a sight. Our aim is not paradise, even paradise of black cocks. Our aim is to merge with the Creator in His abode. At the beginning, as we always do, we have to feel with ourselves the form given to us by Lord Satyasai. Great Mahadabal, great vast body of consciousness, of the first Brahmanic level, it arises from the abode of the Creator. Mahadabal permeates the earth without noticing dense material of the earth. It's different spatial eon. There is no interaction between what happens in this eon with the physical matter. We follow the way of the body of Satyasai down to the abode of the Creator. He arises from it, as all our divine teachers. Those who need it can train to find the borders of the Mahadabal. On this place, the Mahadabal is not of several kilometers in diameter, but only 30 meters, so it's easy to walk across of it and to find the borders. And moreover, here it's important to do the following exercise, the exercise on transforming the chakras inside the body. The body, the energy body of Satya Sai, can be represented as the trunk of a tree. We have to stand with our bodies on sides of the Mahadabha, and from the trunk, like branches, enter our bodies, all our chakras. There is a trunk, we stand by the trunk, and with parts of the trunk we enter all our chakras. Chakras have to be transformed to the first brahmanic level, level of the Mahadabha of Satya Sai. This is the main work that we have to do today. Also, on this hill, it's very easy to merge with the consciousness of the earth when lying on ground. Now it's morning, later it will be more warm, so we can lie on the ground. It's marvelous. We can fall into the bliss of the consciousness of earth, a great paradise soul. We can experience how she moves through the space, not she, but now me. I move through the space with the speed of how much, 30 kilometers per second. I move through the space. That's it.